cheeks are like the roses, and her face appears to smile. This maiden's name was Lovely Jane, the Rose of Britain's Isle. This maid, she was a mother's pride, her father's only joy, until she fell in love with her father's prentice boy. He was young, tall, and handsome, and a heart he did beguile. By all above, he swore he'd love the Rose of Britain's Isle. When her old aged father heard that he was courting her, he wrung his hands and he tore his hair, most bitterly did swear, saying, "Before you'll bring disgrace on me, I'll send you many a mile." With great disdain across the main from the Rose of Britain's Isle. Young Edwin went on board the ship, all for to cross the main, while Jane alone in anguish moaned, her bosom heaved with pain. So she dressed herself in man's attire, and after a little while, on board the ship with Edwin went the Rose of Britain's Isle. Crossing the coast of Spain, the enemy gave alarm. 'Twas by a ball young Jane did fall, and wounded her right arm. Well, the sailors ran to lend a hand, and then they had to smile, for they did swear by all on board 'twas the Rose of Britain's Isle. When Edwin saw young Jane fall down, his heart was filled with pain, and seeing his love lie wounded, vowed to cross the sea again. So as soon as she'd recovered, well, they journeyed many a mile. Back home again with Edwin came the Rose of Britain's Isle. Her father now being dead and gone, their joys are now relate, for it will a handsome fortune, likewise a large estate. So married they were, and the bells did ring, and now they live in style. And happy is young Edwin now with the Rose of Britain's Isle.